Now, there was some doubt that you would actually be here walking by the Grand Central Service Bar with Flushing Meadow Lake beside you and the spring. So, how come you're here? What happened?
Well, I love to do it. And I wanted to come. And then at the end of February, I went splat on black ice and ended up fracturing a rib. So,
so this is in February?
Yeah, late February. So for 8 or 9 weeks, I've really done nothing against that wall. So my immediate thought was, okay, I can't run the race, so I'll help. But for some reason, that didn't make me awfully happy. What made me happy was thinking of doing it. And so a long series of circumstances led to the chiropractor I go to and the Ayurvedic doctor kind of saying, well, you know, if you're going to walk it, you take it easy.
Okay, so you are taking it easy. We're not going very fast. And in fact,
I'm walking.
You're walking, and it's a measured walk. But you'd rather run, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Much rather run. Walking is, but you know, moving is good, and being here is way better than not being here. And it's such a phenomenal experience for every participant. I'm sure for every helper, too. But while I can do it, I want to do it.
To be honest, though, it has to be doubly hard. I've heard many people say that, particularly the 3100, that you know, if you can't run, that if you walk, that your joy decreases. But you're saying to me that it's possible to find joy even in just being able to walk.
I am. I do have some experience of that. When I did the 700, the only time I did it, I got shin splints in both legs on day 2. For 12 days, but I achieved 500 miles and a lot of joy. So I knew that walking was hard, really hard, because the combination of walking and running is much, much easier. But I also had an experience in November where my hip was playing me up and I could hardly walk. So every step is really nice because I'm mobile.
Are you in pain right now?
Actually, the only pain right this minute is in my feet because I got some quite nasty blisters on the soles of my feet, which I never ever get after about 9 hours of walking. Would you believe? I wasn't expecting that. So
blisters.
Well, not on the soles of my feet. You know, they hit hard every time you put a foot down. But I'm being kept alive by Second Skin at the moment, which is this wonderful product. If you put it on regularly, it acts as a kind of something that stops the pain.
Now, clearly you're happy. Most people looking at this day saying it's overcast, it's kind of rainy, and so on and so on. But you do look happy, and you just say, it's just because I'm here, or it's...
No, there's more than that. One, I'm English, so I like rain. And two, my feet run really, really hot. So cool is good for me.
Oh.
When it gets really hot, it's actually harder on my feet because they blister even more easily. So I'm happy. As long as I can stay warm, and I had to put this raincoat on because the gear I had underneath wasn't quite cutting it.
Oh.
Because I can't go fast enough. You know, running speed is warmer than walking speed.
But coming back to what you said earlier, there's an inner happiness here that
it's unbelievable. I mean, I can't begin to describe the joy I get from being just being here. Being here in nature, being here even with the planes going overhead, being here and with all the gratitude for the helpers and the happiness you see in the runners. And it's just incredible. I mean, it's just incredible. I can't think of any better word.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.